From National Public Radio in Washington, I'm Robert Conley with All Things Considered.
Is that me? We started All Things Considered almost a year to the day after the terrible anti-Vietnam protest at Kent State University in Ohio, where the National Guard fired live ammunition and killed four of the students. You may remember the iconic photograph of the girl on her knees with both arms raised in the air. We found her in Miami, let her tell her own story, and from that point on, she recovered from the horrible trauma she had been living with. Thanks. This is Robert Conley. You're listening to All Things Considered on NPR News.
I'm Susan Stamberg. I hosted All Things Considered from 1972 to 1986. Here is the first All Things Considered joke. When was the golden age of All Things Considered? Answer. The golden age of All Things Considered was 6 months before you came to work here. It's All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, my name is Jim Russell. I hosted ATC in 1972. NPR once sent me on a trip around the United States to ride the scariest roller coasters. You're listening to ATC from NPR News.
I'm Bob Edwards, and I co-hosted All Things Considered from 1974 until late 1979 when we started Morning Edition. I was co-host with Susan Stamberg. And Susan and I had ways of identifying with our audience. The program was 90 minutes in those days, came on at 5 o'clock. And at 5 o'clock, Susan would put on makeup to meet her radio audience that could not see her. And I, noting that it was the cocktail hour, wanted to be with my audience, so I would have a Schlitz Tallboy, a perfect 90-minute beer. And we would go on the air and say things like, "This is NPR," which in my day stood for National Public Radio.
I'm Sanford Unger. I was a host of this program from 1980 through 1982. It was a time of great turmoil in the world. The Iran hostage crisis, the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, the assassination of Anwar Sadat in Egypt. I was a refugee from print journalism, and I was amazed by how closely and critically people listened to public radio. If we could ask the right questions, we got very revealing answers. We also put new and unusual voices on the air, including my baby daughter, who used to nap under my desk and is now a 30-year-old medical student. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, it's Noah Adams. I was a co-host of All Things Considered from 1982 to 1987, and then again from 1989 to 2002. And I still have this dream many nights. The program is starting, the theme is playing, and I'm out on the street about 15 blocks away, frantically trying to get to the studio. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
I'm Renee Montaigne. I was host of All Things Considered from 1987 to 89, and I was part of the new team, Robert and Renee, stepping into the very big shoes of iconic hosts Susan and Noah. I'll tell you, that was a challenge, made joyous partly because my co-host, Mr. Siegel, was often so funny as we sat together in the studio that I'd laugh so hard I couldn't talk. Mostly, though, because of you, our listeners, then as now, intelligent, caring, and always wanting to know more about the world around us. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
I'm Linda Wertheimer. I hosted this program from 1989 to 2002. But I've been here even longer than that. I showed up a couple months before ATC went on the air. I was the director in the early days, hardest job I ever had. Hosting, much better. All day, every day, we talked to people about everything. It was very exciting, very intense. Then I'd go home, I'd fix dinner, and my husband says I'd talk for at least 2 more hours. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is Robert Siegel, on leave this week, but here in spirit. I came to NPR as a newscaster in December 1976, and my first shift for a couple of weeks was doing the newscasts on this program. There was no booth in those days. I sat at a table with Susan Stamberg and Bob Edwards. She was drawing. We were smoking. The Hour 2 newscast ran 7 minutes,